Okay, it's Friday, and as always, that means it's time for another Two Big Topics podcast. Zenga and I get into the nitty-gritty on two topics that we didn't really have time to during the week. That's how it rolls.
Yeah. One of those topics was definitely the whole entire world's happiest countries list for 2024.
Right.
And, you know, one of the big shockers for some people for some reason was that, you know, America has dropped down on this list.
Out of the top 20.
Out of the top 20.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which should come to no surprise to anyone. America, you know, God bless the country, but it's not... unless, like, you're rich or you're well off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're very happy over there.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, to bring a child into this world... you got to pay a boatload of money.
Right.
Right. The fact that if you're a new mom, you don't get a year of time off, paid time off.
6 weeks they get or something crazy like that.
There was a radio host in New York City. Her name is Laura Stiles. Lovely lady. She had a child and within 2 weeks was back on the air.
2 weeks.
And keep in mind, Laura doesn't make peanuts. Like, she makes some pretty good money.
Right.
And, you know, she's back on the air doing the job that, you know, that she's being paid to do. So I'm always like, there are so many things in America that for me, I'd be like, that doesn't make me happy. It's good to see Canada's on the list. Canada's at number 15.
Not bad.
And, you know, we definitely could do a lot more to boost our standing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the number one country on this list, which is Finland.
See, I feel like Finland's always up there with those other countries.
What do I call them? Scandinavian countries.
Scandinavian, yeah.
For some reason, those countries have I'm not saying they're perfect countries. But they have figured out a balance, I guess, to where everyone who's lived in that country, for the most part, and from what we read, you know, life's okay.
Yeah.
Here's a quote from the article. It says, Finland's pretty rich in all those things, like wallets being returned if they're dropped on the street, people helping each other out in day-to-day life, very high quality and university distribution of healthcare and education opportunities.
I also just want to jump in on that because I've read somewhere that they get taxed a lot.
Yeah.
But that enables them to have all these things, like, I think maternity leave is something insane, like 2 years legit full pay.
Wow.
And then you also get, or is this France, where they, like, provide you with a nanny for the first 6 months? Government-funded nannies.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, there's all these extras for them. It's just that they are being taxed a lot, so they're, you know, technically paying for it. But because they get those things, they are happier.
And here's the thing. You speak to most people in North America, and I'm one of these people. I hate paying taxes. I think taxes is so, it's so, you know, they're high. But the reason why most people hate paying taxes is because we don't see what our money's getting us.
Yeah.
Right? You pay taxes, you drive on shitty roads. You pay taxes, you have long wait lines at hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
You pay taxes, things are expensive out the wazoo. There's no real reason for us to be like, oh, you know, paying taxes is fine. But I guarantee you in a place like that where, let's say their taxes are high, you know, the roads are probably nice.
Yes.
You know, people aren't waiting.
Snow removal.
People aren't waiting like an obscene amount of time to go see a doctor. X, Y, and Z, and I think I could be wrong, but I think they probably have like figured it out, that balance of just being like, you know what, as politicians, as elected officials, we're taking these people's money,
yeah,
right? We can't just go spending it willy-nilly wherever we feel like and whatever. We got to make sure that we're taking care of the people within our country, and we're making sure that we're providing, you know, proper roads,
mm-hmm.
great health care, making sure that people can afford to rent a place and
yes,
and,
oh my God,
you know, put gas in their car or put food on their table.
So here's the thing: why can't we just be like, "Hey, Finland, it's Saskatoon. How's it going? could you just lay out your like plan and schedule of how you just do things, and then can we copy and paste that, please?
Yeah,
honestly, like." Why can't we? I get it. I know there's more involved in that, but why can't we base our situation off of theirs because they're winning at life, actually.
It seems like every year, or every other year, they're within like the top five.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't change a lot. And if that's happening, and if people are keeping on saying that, hey, yeah, we're very happy here in Finland, well, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I always find these lists very interesting. You know, Canada. Don't get me wrong. Canada's a great country, but things are expensive here, and taxes are high. Roads are shitty. Snow removal's not the greatest, depending on what part of the country you live in or city.
Yeah.
You live in healthcare. It's great that you can walk in the hospital and get the looked after and not have to worry about like, oh, do I have insurance to pay X, oh, Y, yeah. Z? By the end of the day, these things can be improved, and they can be improved quite significantly.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
And I just saw the world happiness list. It is. It's like Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, Switzerland, Luxembourg, and New Zealand.
The Scandinavian countries, except for New Zealand, which New Zealand just pops up out of nowhere. They're like, how you doing?
Hey, we're down here.
We're down here too? I don't know how to do a New Zealand accent. I tried there for a second and I kind of lost it.
You know what it is? It's like an Australian, but like Newfie.
Ah.
I think that's a good way to describe it. Because it sounds like an Australian, but there's a little twist to it. A little twist.
Fair enough.
There's a few words I can say. Like instead of saying six, it sounds like sex.
Sex.
Yeah. Or sex sounds sex, like sex. Six. Something like that. I don't know. And I'm not going to look into it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, that was a heavy topic, sort of. Mine is way less
heavy. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bring it down.
Happiness rating, taxes. I wanted to talk about this chewing gum situation.
Chewing gum.
I'm a big gum chewer. My family has always bought the big packs from Costco
and oh,
chewed gum, like, okay, all the time. We always have packs on hand. It's just a thing.
Wait, are you guys the hard-covered one, or are you guys, like, the soft strips?
No sticks. It's the foil packs of XL.
Okay.
And literally we've bought extra or XL forever. That's just how it's been. And it's for, obviously, fresh breath. But I do think as well it is for something to do, like just to blow bubbles.
Why not?
Keep yourself occupied. Gum sales are down, apparently, within the last like 5 years or something. And they're blaming COVID for it because during the pandemic, everyone's wearing masks. And apparently we were less concerned about our breath.
I mean, that's a very fair assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah, because let's be honest, for myself, well, there are some times I didn't brush my teeth when I got up in the morning or didn't.
But here's the thing. Even, I think, wearing a mask, you are trapped with your own breath. I don't want to smell my own bad breath. And when it's in a mask, it's just like, hey, in your face the whole time. And that's terrible. So anyway, what they want to do now, and they also said too, like, people are more concerned about what they're putting in their body. And so the idea of gum, unless it's sugar free, they're like, actually, no, I didn't realize that was a thing.
I thought gum was just, it was made from like, aspartame.
Yeah. Most
aspartame
of it
is sugar.
Yeah.
So how can they say that something is zero calories or no sugar?
It's fake sugar.
Sorry, I have a package of gum in front of me. And I'm just reading the ingredients. I'm not so smart, so I can't pronounce a lot of these words that are in here.
Well, they're big and confusing.
But I know when I see aspartame. There it is, aspartame.
Yeah, so it's a fake sugar that doesn't have calories. And that's what's in Diet Coke and all those things, right?
I didn't know
that. Are you just learning this?
Yeah, mind blown here.
Welcome to the party.
I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
What did you think aspartame was?
I don't know. It was aspartame, you know?
Just aspartame. Okay.
I didn't know it was sugar.
Wow. I'm glad I could be part of this moment for you.
Holy.
So gum companies are like, okay, we need to boost people, you know, coming back to the store, buying our product. And they now want to kind of peg it as being a stress reliever.
It is, though.
And so, like I said, something to do with your mouth.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of things you could do with it, but why not chew gum?
Oh my god.
It, like, you know what I mean? In public, you can't do certain things with your mouth.
I mean, I've seen some people do some questionable things in public with their mouths.
True. But it's funny because I know what they're saying. When I chew gum, I have this weird habit to the point where my dentist pointed it out. My bottom teeth are very worn on a little bit of a slant. Because what I do when I chew gum is I split it in half at the front of my mouth over and over, chop it in half with my teeth,
yeah,
chop that piece in half, chop, and then just start chewing it for a bit and do it again to the point where I wore my teeth down.
I didn't know that was a thing that you could do from gum. Now you're not selling chewing gum for people.
It's weird, and I probably need to stop doing that because my teeth are affected. But I also I snap my gum.
Yeah, same here.
And we got a call this morning from Sheila, and she's like, "Stacy, chew your damn gum and shut your mouth." I was like, "Okay."
Were you raised in a barn? It's but yeah, I can definitely see and understand how they're moving towards of like a stress reliever. Because how many times have I or you or someone else, you've been at a doctor's office, or you're just sitting around waiting for something to happen? You put a gum in your mouth and you just sit there chewing away, popping the bubbles.
You're focusing on it, yeah.
And you're focusing on it, and it sounds weird, but you just do. When something's in your mouth, you kind of focus on it because at the same time, you don't want to choke on it. You know what I mean? Oh,
definitely.
So
here's the other thing. Like, here's an idea. What if with gum, you could get like collagen gum? So you chew gum and you get your collagen for the day. Or like vitamin gum. You chew your gum, you get your vitamins for the day. Make it more useful than just freshening your breath.
I know, but is it going to taste as good?
No. Okay. Absolutely not.
And therein lies the problem. If it's not tasting good, we don't want it.
I know. I'm sure they've thought of that. I'm not the first person to come up with that. Regardless, what's your go-to mint flavor?
I always buy five gum.
Does that not make you thirsty?
Now that you say it, I did drink a lot of water after. But I chew like four pieces at a time.
What?
I never chew one piece.
Are you 5 years old?
I can't.
Five pieces?
Four to five.
That's a lot.
Okay. It doesn't matter what it is. If you give me gum, I need four to five pieces. It's been a thing I've been doing for years. I started chewing five gum because I think at the time when they first rolled out, they had this cool feature where you could eat the wrapper too. You could chew the wrapper. And so we're all in college just chewing the wrapper, just taking the gum out, popping it in our mouth and chewing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much about you today.
It's weird. I don't know why. I don't know why I have to chew multiple pieces, but that's why my gum packages don't last long.
Because
I literally grab a strip, like a strip or a half a strip, and I just pop all those in my mouth.
Wow. And I take just a little itty-bitty XL, and that's it.
No.
I did that when I was little. I kid you not. We'd go to the confectionery, get a bunch of Hubba Bubbas or gumballs or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, how many can we put in our mouth before we do choke on this huge wad of gum? And it was ridiculous. And I also had, they made these back in the late 80s, and they were like gum holders. Mm-hmm. So that when you went to bed at night, it was a little dish meant for your gum. And you'd put it on there, and the next morning, pop it in your mouth, warm it up a bit, get it back going. And I would chew on a huge wad of gum for like 3 days.
That's disgusting.
It really is. But it's, you and your kids, you do dumb shit, right?
You never know. Building that immune system.
Right? Anyway, I think we've talked about gum enough, haven't we?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Zanga learned what aspartame was.
For the first time.
I learned that he eats way too many pieces of gum at once. And we're good.
We are good.
Thanks for hanging out. We'll do this again next Friday. Another two big topics that will be discussed. And until then, catch you later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Stacey and Zanga Two Big Topics original podcast, taking two big things from this week and expanding on them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.